Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. One of the projects that Kansas Farm Bureau does is the End Hunger Project. And in to talk about what it is and how you can support it is Assistant Director of the Foundation and Ag Education, Shannon Martin. Shannon, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me.
So Shannon, to get us started, can you share a little bit about what is the End Hunger Project?
Okay, this started in 2020. The Kansas Farm Bureau Foundation Board decided that they wanted to address food insecurities in Kansas. It was during the COVID time and stores were running out of food on the shelves. People were having a hard time getting access to fresh, especially fresh fruits, vegetables, beef. The locker plants were booked up. Nobody could get in to have beef butchered. And so during that time, the board thought, how can we address food insecurities in Kansas? So they created the End Hunger Project. And the End Hunger Project, it actually consists of three different things that I'll talk about. One is the campaign where we actually raise money for it. And then with that money, that this pool of funds that we have from the board and from our fundraisers, we give back grants to communities in the form of community grants and then matching grants.
A lot of different things that the project works on. And you mentioned the communities and this going back to communities and really starting in 2020. How have you seen the End Hunger Project impact communities?
It's made a huge impact in some of our Kansas communities, especially small rural communities. We can really make a large impact. So our matching funds give funds directly to food banks and food pantries. And so we've supported them all over the state. Our grants are helping with community programs. For example, in Cali County, which is where I happen to live, in the summertime, the students were not having access to fresh fruits and vegetables and local produce and protein. So the County Farm Bureau decided to start an End Hunger Project there, and they applied for a grant. We gave them some funds to help with their project, and they go to the farmer's market, and they have a booth set up so the kids can learn about fresh fruits and vegetables, learn about agriculture, learn about healthy eating. And then once the kids take the class while they're there, they get token to go get foods from the vendors. And so they can get fresh fruits and vegetables, they can get beef jerky, eggs, really anything that isn't a sugar or, you know, breads or cookies and those things, but the fresh produce and proteins that are at the farmers markets.
Shannon, you touched on a few different things, the projects and the matching for food pantries. Could you talk a little bit more about how those get facilitated?
Okay, so we have a grant process online through kfb.org/endhunger. And the grants have to be applied through the local county coordinators. So the county coordinators fill out an application online, and there are some matching fund requirements. For the match grant, the County Farm Bureau and the local Farm Bureau agents have to give a donation, and then we will match whatever they've donated, and that money is given back to either a food pantry or a food bank, or even sometimes in communities, it's at a church. You know, they have a food bank there. So we give those funds directly back to them, and they can do whatever they need to with it. For the community grants, those are also applied through the county coordinators, and that is a match too. It's a one-to-one match. It doesn't have to be the County Farm Bureau or an agent. It can be any community partner. Sometimes we've had programs where the community foundation will give the matching funds, and then we'll match up to $1,250. So total their grant was $2,500, and they can do some type of community program.
You've mentioned a lot of different things and how the foundation does a lot of matching to support those communities and doing things. How does the foundation receive the funds to match? Is there support from Kansas Farm Bureau members there?
Yes, there is support through the organizations usually. A lot of our funding comes from fundraisers that the Kansas Farm Bureau Foundation puts on.
Could you share a little bit about what those fundraisers are for this year and what's coming up?
Yes. So last year, which was my first year at Kansas Farm Bureau Foundation, we had a fundraising event at the annual meeting, and it was very successful. We were very excited about that. So this year, we're really increasing what we're going to do, and we are having 3 sporting clay events, and those are all fundraising events. And teams can come in, and teams of 4 can come in and shoot sporting clays. We're having one on April 25th in Russell at Lasada Lodge. And then we're having one on September 6th at Flint Oak, which is down in South Central Kansas. And then on November 1st, we're having one at Powder Creek, which is in Lenexa. I'm really excited about this. We're going to have a women's event in the summer. We haven't put that completely together yet, but it's going to be a fundraising event for the End Hunger campaign. And I'm not sure exactly what it's going to look like, but we have lots of great ideas, and we're meeting soon to figure that out. Then we also will have our annual meeting fundraiser on December 2nd. And this year we got a really cool theme. We're going to go with a Christmas Vacation interactive movie.
Sounds like it'd be an interesting time. Yes. So if you're thinking about coming to annual meeting, they definitely should, correct?
Yes, it's going to be so fun. We have so many great things planned based around the Christmas Vacation movie that night. We'll be playing the movie. We'll have parts where there'll be interaction with the crowd, and we're encouraging everyone to dress in your favorite Cousin Eddie costume or whatever other character you love from Christmas Vacation.
So the End Hunger Project seems to create a lot of interaction just between all the members and the communities that they're involved in. What are some of the cool community projects that you've seen counties other than just Cali County do in their communities?
Yeah, one of the projects that's really taken off is a lot of the communities are partnering with the schools and local ranchers. And that's the farm to school program. So a local rancher may provide a beef or a side of beef or a quarter of a beef. And then local lockers are processing that. And then so the In Hunger funds are being used to usually pay for the processing. And then that ground beef is donated to the schools to provide local quality fresh beef to the schools. So we've funded several programs like that. We've also funded backpack programs at schools where they send a backpack of non-perishable food home with kids over the weekend, for families who may not have a lot of resources to provide food for their children. And so the kids get to bring home a backpack of food, so we know that they at least got to eat over the weekend. So those are a few of the examples, but there's lots of different, you know, I'd like to say that we don't limit it. So be creative and come up with a cool program in your community. And as long as it's addressing food insecurities, that's something that we're really interested in and would love to fund it.
A lot of big projects between the fundraisers of the Christmas Vacation at annual meeting and sporting clay events happening around Kansas in different areas. What is the goal for this year for the End Hunger Project?
So last year, our goal was to raise $50,000, which we did at the end of the year. And this year, we've increased that to $75,000. So we're hoping to raise that by the end of the year. I feel really good about that number, and I feel like we're going to get there. We have the 3 sporting clays events. We have the annual meeting fundraiser. We're going to have a women's event. And then we also, you know, we have even an employee campaign where employees are asked to give to the End Hunger Project, and they are so good about that. So we are also looking at partnering with some other corporations to have some employee campaigns, and also just asking for contributions. There's other companies around the state that also try to address food insecurities or hunger with children, and so we're going to partner with them on some projects also.
Shannon, it sounds like you're doing a ton of different projects, a ton of different things, and trying to expand and really address food insecurity across Kansas. What makes you excited and passionate about doing this and supporting the End Hunger Project?
I just see the difference that we're making in these communities. Here's some statistics for you. In Kansas, 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger. And sometimes that doesn't mean that they're starving always. It just means they're lacking access to food. And especially when you think about how important it is to get local, fresh, good quality foods in communities. And so of those 1 in 8 people, there's over 100,000 children in Kansas that have food insecurity issues. And I think that this program is really able to touch that and make a huge difference in the lives of those children.
For people who are wanting to find out more information about the End Hunger Project and maybe how they can support it individually or at the County Farm Bureau, how can they do that?
Yes, so we have a website, which is kfb.org/endhunger. On our website, there's actually a way to just make a donation. If you just want to make a donation to the End Hunger campaign, just go to that website, and there's an opportunity for you. It's an online form where you can use your card and just make a contribution. And we'd be very grateful for that. And it's just such a worthy cause and something that we're so passionate about at Kansas Farm Bureau that we'd be very appreciative.
And Shannon, before we wrap this up, we've mentioned the sporting clay shoots. And there's one actually coming up on the 25th in Russell, Kansas. Do people still have the time to register and go to that, and how if they can?
Yes. So that is also on our website, kfb.org. And we will take teams up to the day before. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's a beautiful lodge, a beautiful facility if you want to get outside and have some fun. Teams of 4. And even if there's just an individual who's interested in coming, we can put you with a team. We can put a team together.
Shannon, thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk about the End Hunger Project.
Thank you, Shelby. I appreciate it.
That was Assistant Director of the Foundation and Ag Education, Shannon Martin. If you're interested in finding out more information about the End Hunger Project, you can do so by going to www.kfb.org/endhunger. If you'd like to keep up to date with the events that the End Hunger Project is putting on and other events happening at Kansas Farm Bureau, you can sign up for the weekly e-newsletter by going to www.kfb.org/e-news. If you enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.